God, as we look to your word, will you help to open our minds? Will you help us to hear something in here that we haven't recognized before as you reveal it, Holy Spirit, the significance of it to our lives, the call to action that it represents. We do cry out to you for everything needful in this moment to receive from God the love that he has poured out upon us and to be people who are vessels of God for reaching and loving other people, that they would live in eternity with you. Help us understand these things as we look to your word. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So as we look out towards Easter, and many people comment about Lent, we're considering the importance of regular prayer and fasting. We talked about that a little bit last week. Lent involves a spirit of penitence for some, but in light of the sacrifice of Christ, I think it's unwarranted. If you consider that when John wrote his letter in 1 John, he said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So how much more is there to do if God is faithful to do what he says he'll do, right? And the writer of Hebrews reminds us something that God said in Jeremiah chapter 31. But if you look in the New Testament, in the letter to the Hebrews, you'll see what God has to say about something like that on this subject of sort of a Lenten practice, I suppose. I think if you look in a Bible at the end of the row on page 1210, or if you look in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17, starting there, we read, where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. So nothing about Lent or prayer or fasting is going to be penitent and offering, God, I give you this, now may I. It's just not how it works. The New Testament teaches there is no longer an offering for sin because Jesus was the offering for sin. So be free from the condemnation of anything you know in your life that's sin, that you recognize as sin, that you repent of. Be free of that. This is the teaching of the New Testament. So while people are talking about giving up for Lent and prayer and fasting, it's not because you're under a weight of something going to get you. Definitely not that. But if you continue to read and see that you can't make up for what is already forgiven in Christ, look at verse 19. Since we have confidence to enter the holy places, right? Like priests with old offerings, right? But now, enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus. By the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Jesus has already done it. You don't need more done for it to count for you. Know that in this room. And probably looking out at the mature group of people who I know are walking in Christ, you already know this. But when we're talking about prayer and fasting and this sort of Lenten season, it bears reminding. Lent involves a spirit of penitence for some, but in light of the sacrifice of Christ, it's unwarranted.